No, and you then, said jail, you get jail. You get fucked up the ass. No, too bad.
I said isolation too, you dumb shit.
No, you said jail.
I said isolation.
Wait, your whole hypothesis was that jail made you smarter. All right, so then you get jail.
Fine. So now fucking Stephen Hawking is chilling with the Aryans. Is that what you wanted?
Is that what you wanted? That's what you wanted. That's what you desire.
I put him in isolation by himself.
No, but you're saying he gets women?
I put a piece of chalk in his mouth and a fucking concrete wall.
You do not get that whatsoever.
I said to scientists, Stephen Hawking was possibly a pedophile.
You hate the fact that Stephen Hawking was on that list.
And it's possible that he was a pedophile, so I give him no mention.
Is he capable of being
a pedophile?
What is
he going to do, run up on me?
Like, if this is a messed up question.
Yeah.
But if you're a kid.
Yeah.
And you lose to Stephen Hawking.
What do you mean you lose? He took something from you.
I'm saying, if you're a kid and you fall prey to Stephen Hawking, I'm going to take a hard look at the camera and I'm going to suggest
you had a fair shot
out of it.
I was going to say, yeah. Like, just shove him hard enough, he'll like... Like, literally. I can't lift my head.
You could turn him off. You could turn his computer system off.
You know what? He might be too disabled to be...
What? Where it's like cancellation occurs? Or you're like, no, I'm going to be fucking anti... I don't want to be ableist. What?
No, he's just too disabled to be a pedophile. Because like even a kid can like fuck him up real bad.
That's why I don't know why you hate him so much. Because it's like, I assume he's just there. Just fuck... Like, I don't know.
I don't know. For all I know, he wants to fuck a baby.
How capable is he of being a pedophile?
Money can make anything happen. You know when I rub my eyes like this? He has like an arm extension
that just diddles. Like it just like fucking... He has an arm extension that like fondles. It just does that.
He fucked that fucking... What was it? Nurse? Nanny? Whatever the fuck it was.
That's a now, female, wonder, like, she's invigorated by Stephen Hawking. Like, she's with a smart guy.
No, don't bullshit me. I know a gold digger when I see one.
Sure, there's that. But it's like, I see the same thing of like Marilyn Monroe
and
Arthur Miller.
She was invigorated by him.
If you're a nanny working
for... She was disgusted by him.
I don't believe that.
You don't think the bitch that's fucking the Patriots head coach is disgusted by him?
What are you talking about?
His girlfriend.
His girlfriend's what?
He's like 24 or some shit.
What are you talking about?
The head coach, the old man.
Belichick?
Yeah.
Why did you mention Belichick?
His girlfriend is like 24 years old.
It's fine. Fucking whatever.
It's fine, yes, of course. I'm glad. Thank you for not being like 18, 19, because that's 24, that's fine. But
you still got what you're saying.
She's still disgusted by fucking an old man. God damn it.
But she's doing it.
She is doing it.
So it's she's like doing disgusting. It for the money. But I don't know. My picture of like a woman with Stephen Hawking is always like the nerdy like girl that's like super fanning herself over him or whatever. Like a fellow student.
Mr. Hawking.
Let me look it up. Let me see this fucking nanny. Because you make you make it seem
he
like
he got
a,
what he could get, and that's better than what he could normally get because he is who he is.
What, limb function? What are you talking about? Stephen Hawking, it was a nanny that did?
I don't know. Nurse, assistant, mistress, yeah. Side piece.
Because you act like it's a bimbo. Like, that's what is, like, annoying me about it.
What? Because she doesn't dress like a bimbo, she's not a bimbo.
Married his mistress. When 1995. When Hawking married his mistress, it put a strain on his relationship with his two children.
Mistress?
I mean, this is the chick. I mean, if you think she's disgusted, it's just a dude in a wheelchair. That's all it is.
No, the fuck it is not. No, the fuck it is not. That is a little bit more than
like,
dude,
you're giving her way too much credit for having like she's. It doesn't scream like fucking mistress.
Doesn't need to. What the fuck? She fucking dressed to get the fish she was looking for. What do you think? She was going to walk up like Amber Rose, shake her ass in his face, and he was going to be like, yes, baby. And then he has one of those stupid fucking machines.
This might actually
attached to his chair.
This might actually...
He's just going in circles. Oh, yes. Shake that ass. Yes. What?
This might actually be the mistress.
I don't know.
It looks like similar. Like, it just looks like... It seems like women that are enamored with Stephen Hawking. That's what it looks like.
I don't know what you're making a big deal.
It's Stephen Hawking. Like, dude, it's just funny that you're like, I don't see why a girl be interested in Stephen. He's a pretty smart guy up here. I don't know if you know this.
Oh, yeah. It makes him so fucking wet. Tell me about trigonometry. I'm going
like,
to fucking...
Dude, you are almost Andrew Tate level, right? Like, it's so backwards what's happening right now. Like,
so you're a fan of me, huh?
No. It's just so stupid the way that you're like, I don't see why a girl can... It's like, dude, he's still a smart guy.
Listen, I know you think being smart is going to get you laid one day, but it's not.
Sir. But being Stephen Hawking with money will get you laid.
Exactly. Being with money. But which is exactly what I'm saying.
No. It's see, more the, you didn't, the why'd you Stephen bring up
money
Hawking
then, pussy?
Thing.
Why'd you bring up money, pussy? Why'd you bring up money,
fine.
Pussy?
Let me ask you this. You don't think she could have gone with anybody else?
No.
Why did she pick Stephen Hawking?
No.
You are a fucking imbecile.
It's the fucking in that she had. No,
the in? Wait, the in is at Oxford?
Yes, motherfucker.
Do you realize that there's like a culture of like going to like the same hotel as like a hotel bars as like where football players are playing in a city? Because then like that's your hookup line. That's like where you're trying to get them pregnant or whatever. This is like that NBA thing.
Like
of,
I
like,
said, she went.
You are a fuck.
Like I said, she wasn't going to get him dressed as Amber Rose, shaking ass, shaking. She got fucking crossless panties. You know what I'm saying?
My argument is, look at them. They're probably students. They're probably like people that, I'm telling you, dude, they're enamored with Stephen Hawking as a person.
God, Jesus
Christ. You just completely dismissed the fact that it's Stephen Hawking.
I don't give a shit.
Like, you act like...
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
If E.T. was real, you think the woman fucking E.T. is attracted to E.T.?
This is a... Like, literally...
Come on, give it to me.
I said... Tell me your answer. I said mean things today. You've compared Stephen Hawking to a rotten alien.
Possible pedophile.
This could
possible
be
pedophile. That's my excuse.
E.T. less criminal than fucking Stephen
that
Hawking.
Finger never went anywhere near
never
that
saw E.T. on that list. What? Never saw E.T. on that
never
list.
Never saw E.T. on that list. He kept his finger away from the child. That's all
the,
I know.
The degradation you just gave to Stephen Hawking there was insane, dude. That would be like if I was like, oh, what if the Grinch? You don't think you're going to fuck the Grinch? It's
you
like,
think the lady fucking Shrek is gonna fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Insane. Like, at this point, it's like, you give no credit to the fact that it's Stephen Hawking.
No, I don't. Tell me.
I give a lot of credit to the fact that it's Stephen Hawking.
Tell me, you fuck. Am I right or am I right?
He is, like, he was the world's leading scientist in 95.
And it makes nobody horny.
It made, like, Oppenheimer, the entire point of that movie was that, like, he was a smart guy and the girl, like, he had, like, mistresses and shit. Like, there's that. Like,
it was the made-up part. That's why they put an attractive person.
I don't
go look at Oppenheimer. Would you want to fuck Oppenheimer?
Clearly women did, so, which goes for my point.
Yeah, because he had money. He had military money.
I don't know if he had
those are military hookers.
I saw the movie, so
those
I have
are
no
military hookers.
Now, you're like the level of bullshit you're talking is insane right now.
It's a fun morning.
You don't believe it.
What are you talking about?
It's insane.
I feel like she fucking, she was like, hey.
She, like, she's
hey.
Dude, to call a Stephen Hawking.
Just because she's going to use his money to buy books doesn't mean she's not a whore.
Let me look up Stephen Hawking net worth now. Because I'm like, he can't even be worth that much money.
You just, okay, so fucking when I underestimate him, I'm a dick. When you underestimate him.
Price is right, this shit. How much money, how much, like, celebrity net worth, how much.
Fucking net worth, they're never accurate.
But it's just a number. That's it.
2.2
million?
2.2
million.
Mil.
That's pretty low.
I know.
He sold a book.
He's not a fucking movie star.
I'll take the over on that easy. Just because he sold a book.
All right, give me an estimate. You said we're going to price
it
right.
No, price is right. As in, you said 2.2, I'm going up.
$2.2 and $1.
$2.2 and $1.
All right, fine.
Because I gave you the number first and you bet a little. I wouldn't have said 2.2.
All right, go ahead.
Negative. Fucking, dude, that was DMX's net worth. DMX's net worth was like negative 10,000.
Jesus, fuck. Somebody let him hold 10,000 just so he could be broke. Come on. You know what? We should have Gangland Sounds just for this type right now.
You already lost because his house is worth 3.6. 20 million.
20 million?
Yeah.
See? She'd suck a weird dick for that.
20 million if you know.
Dick for just fucking half a dollar.
She wants Stephen Hawking dick. Like, very clearly, she wants smart guy, theory of the universe dick.
No.
That is beyond true. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No. But you don't become the mistress to fucking...
Well, he married her.
No. 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 No.
What do you mean?
You could want the dick maybe once just to be like, I got the dick, but you don't marry the fucking weird dick.
I'm sure she was enamored. I'm using my word of the day, enamored. No. I'm sure she was like mystified by him. Like, I'm sure it was like this thing of like, it was just you idolized that.
You're so beautiful today. You look splendid.
You act like whenever he's with her, he just wants to fuck.
Oh, yeah. Suck it. Suck it. I'm about to blow my load. Open your mouth. Close your eyes. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I'm looking for Wikipedia right now. What the fuck? No such thing as free lunch?
What the fuck?
What the fuck? That's what it's on Wikipedia.
Not for this fat piece of shit. We got to start charging. We can't lose
Elaine
that
much. Elaine Mason. Damn, but there's also Jane Hawking.
James Hawking?
Nurse and wife of physicist. So Jane Hawking. She was married to Stephen Hawking for 30 years before divorcing. So let me look up that divorce. Early life? No. Where's the divorce?
I don't know, man. I don't know why you're fighting back on this so much.
I'm looking for established a working relationship following his separation, divorce from his second wife. Damn, so Stephen Hawking divorced twice? Huh.
He's a horny guy! That wheelchair ain't... It's literally just slowing him down.
He's a horny guy.
He's a horny guy!
You are on fucking... Like, you are fully blazing on that,
I feel like
on that list, on the Epstein list. That's like your full commitment to this, just because he's on the list.
He's on the list. I feel like if you're on that list, I can fuck with you.
Personal life.
Mila Kunis, I seen your tits.
Marriages.
They're okay.
Hawking met his future wife, Jane Wilde, at a party in 1962. The following years, Hawking was diagnosed with motor neuron disease. He got a motor in him after that. All right. That refers to his wheelchair. All right. Is it automatic?
What?
Yes. In October 1964, a couple engaged to marry, aware of the potential challenges that lay ahead due to Hawking's... His first wife. Fucking gold digger. All right.
The first wife before he was anything. What are you talking about?
Hawking rarely discusses illness and physical challenges. He rarely discussed it. That's insane. Even in a precedent set during their courtship with Jane, his disabilities meant that the responsibilities of the home were firmly on his wife's shoulders, leaving him more time to think about physics. Jane proposed graduate. Hawking returned to Cambridge. I'm waiting for this fucking... Okay. Hmm? And by mid... Oh! Oh, you ready for this?
What? Show me. Tell me.
Around December 1977...
77.
Jane met organist...
Hey.
Organist.
Why do you think I like her?
Jonathan Hellyer Jones, when singing in a church choir. Hellyer Jones became close to the Hawking family, and by mid-1980s, he and Jane developed romantic feelings for each other. According to Jane, her husband was accepting of the situation, stating, he would not object so long as I continue to love him. Jane and Hellyer Jones were determined not to break up the family, and the relationship remained platonic for a long period. You dropped... That's how fucking shocking it was to you drop your vape in sheer disbelief of the situation.
Wait.
So
was Stephen Hawking a player?
Polyamory. No, he's
Yo,
not. He's a cuck.
Stephen fucking
no,
Hawking.
Opposite of a player. Cuck.
Oh, wait, his wife?
Yes,
a different
his
dick?
Wife. Did you not read? No, yeah, it's his wife.
No, you're horrible at reading, sir.
No, you literally are horrible at listening to what I just read.
So he became a cuck?
He let his wife have an open relationship.
Yeah, no, he got cucked.
He allowed it.
I'm explaining the secrets of the universe.
So this is what's interesting.
And you're going to explore the secrets of this dude's cock?
I've only heard it one way. I've only ever heard, fuck Stephen Hawking. But now, from what we're reading, she's kind of a...
Yeah.
All right. By the late 1980s...
Wait! Can he perform?
Well, we're going to find out. By the 1980s, Hawking's marriage had been strained for many years. Unlike his wrists. All right.
His wrists were probably exhausted.
You think it has like sleep? What is it called? Where you get like pins and needles? All right. Jane felt overwhelmed by the intrusion into their family life of the required nurses and assistants. The impact of a celebrity status was challenging for colleagues and family members, while the prospect of living up to a worldwide fairy tale image was daunting for the couple. Are they a couple? All right.
Are you? It's a throuple now, bitch. What the fuck?
Hawking's views on religion also contrasted with her strong Christian faith and result. Well, too fuck. You married Stephen Hawking, you dumb bitch.
Did you think Jesus was like, yeah, you can fuck another dude?
After a tracheotomy in 1985.
Don't praise your neighbor's cock, bitch. What the fuck?
Here it comes. After a tracheotomy in 1985, Hawking grew close to, oh, well, required a full-time nurse, and nursing care was split across three shifts daily. By the late 1980s, Hawking grew close to one of his nurses, Elaine Mason, to the dismay of some of colleagues, caregivers, and family members who were disturbed by her strength of personality and protectiveness. Oh, okay. In February 1990, Hawking told Jane he was leaving her for Mason and a part of the family home. After his divorce from Jane in 1995, Hawking married Mason in September, declaring, "It's wonderful. I have married the woman I love."
She finally milked him.
You think it's Yoko Ono?
I think it's Yoko.
You're so I think it's Yoko.
Listen. I'm not on his wife's side either. That bitch was a fucking cunt. Fuck that. Just fucking leave, take half his money, and then let him get some hookers. You with strong Christian faith, you can suck my ass, bitch. There ain't nothing Christian about what the fuck you were doing.
Okay, you ready for the next paragraph?
Go.
By 1999, Jane Hawking published a memoir, Music to Move the Stars, describing her marriage to Hawking and its breakdown. Its revelations caused a sensation in the media, but as was his usual practice regarding his personal life, Hawking made no public comment except to say that he did not read biographies about himself. After his second marriage, Hawking's family felt excluded and marginalized from his life. Fucking Pat Cooper over here.
Yo, first of all, he gave most of his money to that nurse that just keeps rubbing him down.
Fucking dude, I'm telling you, left him, dude. It's going to be fucking Pat. It's going to be Stephen Hawking on Geraldo. Fucking
Esteban Hawking?
All Stephen Hawking talks about is math. He doesn't talk about his real family.
All he talks
You're not about that thrilling. You're not that. You are not that thrilling.
Let me tell you something, son. You're not that thrilling.
You are not that thrilling.
You're talking to a man who studies numbers all day, and you still bore me to death.
For a period of about 5 years in the early 2000s, his family and staff became increasingly aware that he was being physically abused. Police investigations took place, but were closed as Hawking refused to make a complaint. In 2006, Hawking and Mason quietly divorced. Hawking resumed close relationships with Jane's children and his grandchildren.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen.
We have different opinions on it.
If nothing else, look at me. I'm looking right into the camera, and I hope you're looking right back at me. I want you to look me in the eye. Just because you have money, just because you have smarts, just because you have all these things, doesn't mean your family can't be fucking trash. It sounds like a shitty, dude. Fucking trashy. Thank God they didn't live in a fucking trailer park, but it's the same fucking family that would.
The level of hate you have.
It's a bunch of hillbilly inbred fucking weirdos.
Dude, it is amazing how, like, you treat it like you're like, just because you have money, it's like you're describing Stephen Hawking's life as like just a rich guy. You ever seen It's a Wonderful Life?
No.
You're just making him seem like Mr. Cotter. That's the best way I could describe it. It is insane.
Mr. Cotter?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne?
No.
Jay-Z?
No, you really make him come off like this fucking...
I don't feel bad.
Like Citizen Kane, dude. It is insane how much you hate Stephen Hawking.
I just don't give a fuck about Stephen Hawking. I don't think he's a great Yoko guy. Huh?
I don't know. I don't think it's a Yoko thing. It just seemed like the tension. It's funny how we're just talking about Stephen Hawking's life. Just
I honestly, fun. He seems kind of bitter.
All right, that was another Amir biased take of the day.
My whole family just let me get cucked for years. Fuck him. I don't want to talk to him anymore.
But you're forgetting the fact that, like, while that was all happening, he was still trying to solve physics. Like, that's like...
Yeah, I was busy trying to solve physics while my wife was getting railed and my kids, which is like, can you buy me some
stuff? He accepted it.
What was he going to do?
Say no.
Divorce. Say no?
Divorce.
Yeah. And then who takes care of him?
The nurses. It's funny how sometimes you act like he's not rich, and then other times you're like, oh, but he's a billionaire. Like, it is insane.
I never called him billionaire.
I know you didn't.
You stupid rich bitch. Fuck. Again? Dude. Trying to discriminate my name?
I just think it's funny. It's like, imagine, like, if Stephen Hawking just died, everyone's going to give me, like, these eulogies of, like, one of the smartest minds that we could only grab. Like, we could only get a fraction of. Imagine if you saw it. And it's funny. You're just like,
Fucking trailer trash.
Scrooge! Like, dude, you literally make it seem like...
I don't give a fuck.
It's awesome.
One-on-one me, then.
You're like, Wolf of Wall Street.
Anybody in the science community except Dolph Lundgren can fucking see me.
Dolph Lundgren would fucking Dolph Lundgren your ass fucking in the name of Stephen Hawking, dude.
In a lab coat. Not even get the fucking lab coat dirty. So what
scientist you respect? You just respect Dolph Lundgren. That's like the one scientist you hold like credence over.
Fuck the science community. Except Dolph Lundgren. And then Neil deGrasse Tyson, I'll fuck you up. Dolph Lundgren, I hope you have a nice day. I hope you fucking, if you need anything, let me know.
Just make movie references with him. That's all you.
Hey, hey, hey. If he dies, he dies, right? Huh? Huh?
If he dies, he dies. Stephen Hawking. 2020. Everybody died. 2019.
All right. Maybe I do have this weird thing about Stephen Hawking.
It is insane.
It does sound like his family was shitty, though.
I don't think so.
I think so.
They made a movie about his romance to his first wife. He was like, cucked.
Cuck! It is. That's a cuck.
Open relationship.
No. Oh, yeah. Was he getting fucked?
He couldn't.
Was he getting
like,
blown?
It just seems like.
Was he getting like. Did he ever smack his wiener on a woman's face?
Come closer. What?
Come closer.
Come. Come. Come.
He's already... It's like he's constantly out. Doing a cum face, so now what does he do?
When he comes, his computer screen makes the Matrix letters go up and down. I want to hear Stephen Hawking talk now, though.
I want to hear Stephen Hawking...
Do you want to hear this?
I want to hear Stephen Hawking's orgasm.
I just looked it up. Stephen Hawking talking.
That, Jesus Christ. You're going to get one of his 3-hour lectures.
Stephen Hawking speaks at MIT.
Hey.
You know, it'd be funny. What if, I don't know.
Where all the bitches and hoes at?
It would be funny if he's like at MIT and he's like, my wife. And he just goes deep into his relationship. We're like, oh shit.
My wife made me a cuck.
In your handouts, you'll find a very elaborate introduction. And you will find very interesting
Tinder profile
elements in it. As a distinguished educator, researcher, and public communicator, Stephen Hawking has had a transforming effect in his area and indeed in all of science. We are deeply appreciative of his commitment to be with us and to share his views of the importance of applying technology to disabled persons. Professor Stephen Hawking.
Professor Esteban Hawking.
He's rolling in.
They see him rolling. I'm hating.
All right, here we go.
What's the deal with airplane food?
First thing he says, he's like, keep it going for your wait and bar staff.
Oh, don't forget to tip your waitress.
How old is 15, really?
You know what I'm talking about?
There are two kinds of black people.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
There are black people. And there are string theory. Moves on.
There are black people, and there are black holes.
That's not bad. There are black holes, and there are... There are two types of holes. There are black holes, and there are...
15. Here, piece of shit.
Thank you. All right, let's hear. It's like literally our impressions. Not bad comedy start intro. Can you guys hear me? Yeah. Like that's kind of how you would start off a comedy show.
No! I said, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I'm calling. It sounds like a song. I don't know.
Steve.
Annie, are you okay?
Annie,
are you okay, Annie? All right. We only go after the tough targets in this podcast. All right.
We only punch above. Oh, my neck. My back. Hurry it up, Stevie!
Technology. It's like you fucking horsewhipped him into that. He's like, okay, fuck.
Imagine I was at the lecture. Yeah. Hurry up, Stevie!
He's always like, come on now, Junior! Well, yeah.
Bzzz. Hold on, I'm setting up.
Alright, here we go.
Technology has transformed the outlook for the disabled. People like me can now move around independently.
Tamagotchis, personal pets.
I can do a wheelie on this thing.
Technology. The Game Boy. Four batteries.
My chair can play Pokemon Emerald.
Technology. Have you seen Heelys?
Alright, let's just, you want to just keep on listening?
Give me one more line.
They can communicate.
Barely.
The fact that you are listening to me now shows what technology can do, even if it does give me a Scandinavian or American accent.
Hello, my name is Stephen Hawking. I am a comedian from San Francisco.
All right. He got one.
The main problem of communicating for people like me who can't speak is what is called the baud rate. That is, the rate at which information can be conveyed. Normal speech is between 120 and 180 words a minute. By contrast,
James Yukawa speaks at 300 words per minute.
Well, technically, there's a word.
It's like Stephen Hawking while you're doing it.
Stop it, dude. Stop.
We're done?
Stop. I'm done.
One more line.
Thus, if one were to equip normal people with keyboards, they could communicate at between half and a quarter of the speech rate.
Step up your words per minute game. Alright. I play League.
Yo. Fucking.
Do you play Quake? I do.
Did you know that Stephen Hawking was phenomenal at Fortnite?
It's assumed.
Yeah, no, he's not great at building. That's a little too much.
I will not buy the battle pass. Fucking thieves.
The only thing I have paid for is the Deadpool skin.
Ice Spice coming to Fortnite.
Nice.
This game is dead.
I will pick her and put her in as skimpy outfit as possible.
Mods.
I'm gonna say, speaking of Ice Spice, do you hear she lost her ass?
I heard that, yeah.
That sucks, dude.
I'm telling you, dude, the worst one was Doja Cat.
What?
The worst one was Doja Cat.
Why?
Doja Cat, like, 3 years ago was, like, the it. So she had, like, the best body ever. And now she's just, like, bald.
Yeah, no, the bald.
Nothing.
Listen, when she has hair, she's super pretty.
Yeah.
Bald? It's not the look for everyone.
Doja in like her prime was way hotter than Ice Spice.
But enough. I'll give you that. Yeah, no, I like her.
But
bald? No. Ice Spice?
No, she looks completely different. Like her body doesn't even look the same.
No, I'm pretty sure she had like a fake butt or something now.
A fake butt now?
Now.
But back then?
I don't remember.
When she had a bigger. It just seemed like she was doing way better back then.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. I was gonna say it's hard to know because she's like she's wearing shit where her titties are out, but like she's also bald. So I'm like, yeah.
Ooh, change subject. All right.
I want to pause the thing and just like do a cutout and like a nice haircut. Just there you go.
I'm
just
of what?
Finish to this.
But add what?
With some hair to her.
Oh yeah, she could just wear a wig.
That's what I'm saying. She should. But I'm telling you, Amber Rose with hair almost looks weird.
What does she look like?
She almost looks like a different fucking person.
Probably in a good way or a bad way?
Nah, I don't know.
She rocks it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works on her. Doesn't work on everyone.
This is the most chick conversation ever.
It works
We're
on
moving
her.
Moving on.
Well, it's not a chick conversation because we're imagining at the end we're splooging on him.
Stephen Hawking, what do you think about this subject? Next topic. Did you bring
what already else? Hit both.
Stephen Hawking, third mic. Did you guys go to Bunch?
Stephen Hawking, what do you think about bald-headed bitches? I can't grab their hair for leverage. Understood?
Claw machine. I'm getting better at it. Now I'm just picturing what Stephen Hawking would say on a podcast like this. Like what? What his version of like moving on would be. Do you guys watch space? So
edging.
Like, edging. Edging.
Edging.
Edging. All right. Seriously,
fucking
we're tired.
Shit. Yeah, I know we're tired.
We're tired. I was coughing in the first half, dude. I was fucking bringing up
the... Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
The new virus. It's gone now.
Fuck, bro. You passed on the virus.
The virus is fucking tiredness.
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 Obesity.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Third mic.
Fuck, yeah. We got Satan outside.
You're the devil, motherfucker.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Amir, do you believe in the devil?
I hope. I mean, I don't, but I'm...
According to you, the devil's Stephen King. So, oh, no, the devil's... fuck, Stephen Hawking. God damn it.
Stephen.
I got one syllable off.
So close. So close. Let me see. Best Thanksgiving. What the fuck is this?
What? All right, what the fuck are we doing? What is going on?
No, I'm just looking through my TikTok. So I always feel like I'm going to see something that I...
That what?
That it's worth bringing up. Never is. Or I bring it up, and then I don't even need the video. But as of right now, I don't see shit.
Yeah.
No. I was going to say... Do you know those fucking stupid games that come with a bunch of retro games?
I used to buy those when I was a kid on PS2.
Right?
That I used to be those, yeah.
You know that there's a company like those like send you one, but then it's a subscription service to get the games.
What do you mean send you one?
They'll send you one and
send
it's
you
like
what?
Like the little it looks like a Game Boy but like not Game Boy so they don't get sued.
Yeah.
And then it comes with a bunch of games and it's supposed to be super cool, but apparently the catch is you have to subscribe to get the fucking games. It's a subscription service.
What about ROMs?
ROMs. That's what I'm saying. Like, why wouldn't you just use ROMs?
That kind of solved everything.
It solved everything. These are titles fucking weren't making any money.
I want to see this. I want to see this fucking subscription like they come, service.
Like, it's a scam. So they just tell you, like, oh, look, we can send you this game. But, oh, fuck.
Retro handheld console. I'm just going to look up retro handheld game console. So great. I'm gonna look up. So this is the first one I saw on Amazon. If it has an SD card, then it's over. But all right, the actual retro handheld console, 128 gigs built in, 20,000 classic games, open source Linux, IPS portable pocket video player. Now it has 2.5 stars. So now let's go to the
two ads. And a half stars.
That's pretty bad. All right, now the ads say not worth it, and it's already not working. I turned it on and got to play for 20 minutes before it stopped working and tried to charge it. Everyone's just saying it literally just doesn't work.
That's a different scam. But it is, yes. No.
Turn on. Yeah, damn, $80.
Like, you know what? I get why people want to get that one, too, because, like, the bootleg, like, the one they sell you on, like, TikTok and on over the internet, they're like, oh, yeah, look, it has Pokemon, all of them. It has all the Super Marios. It has all the blah, blah, blah. And then either that happens or it's a subscription. I mean, Nintendo's doing the same thing. Like, you can play all these old school video games after you, like, buy this subscription and that subscription. Make sure you're paying for Nintendo Online. Does Xbox and PlayStation make you pay for online?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah, now they do.
That's fucking gay.
But it's worth it.
And it's still gay.
Still
the fuck does it cost them?
It's like a monthly service.
Yeah, but no, that's what it costs you, you fucking idiot. What does it cost them?
Probably nothing.
Exactly.
But it's Xbox did it first, I remember that. And everyone's like, well, we can play online for free on Sony. But it makes... I think of it like that's the money that... I kind of put on my mind, like, the Sony hack kind of made Sony think, like, all right, maybe we need money to put on this shit for, I don't know. Look at me defending corporations. I didn't see your subscription service. I just see, like, the cards.
You didn't see my OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, no.
I used to get those when I was a kid, though.
No, I'm telling you, the ones at the pool got were good because they were the
worst controllers of all fucking time, though.
Yeah, that's, I mean, the Switch. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The Nintendo Switch. Worst controllers of all time.
You don't like the Nintendo Switch controller? No. I think it's fine.
It's fine when they work, but then it's the stick drift. I think to this day, it's still... Yeah. That's still bad. The issue.
My favorite controller ever was the PS3 controller.
PS3? I was a fan of the GameCube.
Yay. No.
What are you talking about?
I didn't like the GameCube.
It had everything right here.
I didn't everything like the three. Right. I'm a four.
What?
You're a three. I'm a four. Oh, wait. Did the GameCube have three buttons or four buttons on its face?
The GameCube?
Yeah. On its controller.
On its controller, it had all the buttons. What are you talking
about? How many buttons?
A, B, X, and
And Y. I just don't like that it wasn't like...
It wasn't a perfect, like...
Yeah, it was fucking stupid. It was like a big-ass A button and fucking...
Big-ass A, smaller R. And then the Y and the X were like two little gray...
Stupid.
...commas or whatever.
Nah.
It was...
SNES figured it out.
Excuse me for having some imagination.
Excuse Nintendo.
And A always felt like the green color fits A. B for the fucking red color. And then X and Y, I don't know why they did them just both gray.
Sony figured it out.
Sony figured it out?
Yeah, Sony figured
really?
It out. Really? Yeah.
You think they figured it out with their fucking logo?
Y doesn't feel like Y. Triangle feels like triangle. Triangle feels like it's up. X feels like it's down.
Which, by the way, they both stole the Z L and the Z R. Fucking both of your controllers. Both Xbox and. Because they had it first. Yeah. But not the original bumpers. The ones above the bumper.
That's not stealing.
That's Z. The Z button GameCube had it first, I'm pretty sure.
No, PS2 had it and PS1 had it.
Don't bullshit me.
I'm not bullshitting you.
You're bullshitting me.
I'm not bullshitting you.
You're a bullshitter.
No. Everyone kind of had those at the same time, I would say.
Yeah, but who had a microphone first?
I don't know.
GameCube had a fucking microphone.
But I'm sure...
For a Mario
there was
a microphone.
I'm sure there was a computer that had a microphone attachment before that. So it's like, what's
that
the point?
That doesn't count.
But it does count.
Doesn't count.
I don't count.
Fine, Phineas and Ferb is a sitcom. You want to bring this back up?
You're definitely wrong.
You're fucking wrong.
Wait, hold on. Because one thing I want to talk about with the PS PlayStation controller... Because you never played up with a PlayStation ever?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this.
You're like, talking about the red, I mean the black or the gray thing, like just layout, fucking.
I'm just talking, right now I'm just talking about the four buttons, right?
Yeah, just the four buttons
X
on your right
feels
side.
Like X. X feels like, all right, you can move on.
X
is Y. The let's move on, it's the jump, it's the XX looks perfect. Square is beautiful, because square represents attack. Square, and it does on an Xbox. On Xbox,
all right,
I don't.
Square get is the left.
Square is the left.
All right, say I'm facing the controller, and the controller is facing me, and so
you're just holding it. You're just holding it, and your finger is just that's it. And all I'm saying is, square should be the attack button. Square,
is that right? I mean, left.
It's on the right side.
It's on the right?
What the fuck?
That's what I'm asking.
When has there ever been a controller that's had the D-pad on the right?
No, I'm saying, like, on the D-pad, is it the left one, the right one, the up one?
The D-pad's on the left side. But you're saying it's on the right. It's on the left side.
It's on the left side?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It is perfect. Like, when I see square, a square feels, like, calming on the screen. X as an Xbox, horrible. I don't feel it with Xbox. Whenever I see... X, and it is that thing of like I play PlayStation, so I always press A instead because I think that's X. But X, even as like their square button, doesn't work. It's not the same. Square feels aggressive. Now triangle feels like a rare aggressive. Triangle's like a move, and triangle on PS.
Triangle's less necessary than the other buttons.
Though. No, it's not. Triangle's very necessary on PlayStation. It's like their ability button. It's like this thing of like. For PlayStation, square feels like how you do a long combo, but triangle feels like how you do the uppercut. You finish it off. That's what's cool about triangle.
You just point up and do the fucking regular ones. What are you talking about?
What do you
mean
point up?
You point up with the joystick, and then you hit the regular combo. That's
square.
How you do an uppercut.
No, triangle is typically the button of like the combo ender, or it's like the other punch that's like a heavy punch.
It's the special.
And circle, will always be block. That's as far as like what I see is like square. So like there's a couple things. Square on the menus is always like extra buttons or whatever. Triangle is back then used to mean cancel, like you leave out of a menu. But now it's circle, which is a better decision. Triangle now on menus is fucking whatever. It's default.
See, as soon as you said the blocking button is, what is it?
Circle.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah.
The blocking button is always the bumper.
It could be the bumper, but
the bumper circle is so much better.
But circle could be blocking, or circle could be like a dash. Circle could be a dash, but X could also be a dash.
X, all right, this is the X, most fucking autistic conversation.
I love this had. Conversation. No, no, this is a thing, because this is what Xbox doesn't have. The best thing Xbox has is B. That's the best. Xbox B is acceptable. B is, Sony copied that. Sony made circle the cancel button. It's Ross.
You getting kicked out?
Hey, Ross. How are you doing, Ross?
What's up?
Talking about console controllers right now because we have absolutely.
Because the GameCube is so much superior.
GameCube is not better. It is superior. No, it's not.
Everything. It doesn't matter. It doesn't need that stupid layout because everything's so close to each other.
No.
Yes. Yours with the one button.
Dude, your thing is literally like an autistic. It's like as if they made it like for play school. That's what the GameCube controller looks like, and that's what it, like
the GameCube controller is the controller like, to sit down, just like I am right
controller.
Now. Just like look I am right now,
fucking analog.
And
stick.
I'm just looking down. I'm not even looking at the remote. I'm just like this.
Who is?
Who's just in? Your fucking thing. It's a fucking bulky piece
you
of shit.
You act like it's the exact same
it's
as the
It's damn
GameCube.
Near a Switch Lite.
No, it's not.
It is damn near a
Switch Lite. No, it's
Put
not.
Put it on the Switch Lite. See, it's not that fucking aligned with the Joy-Cons and everything.
No, the Nintendo controller is the Nintendo controller that for fucking Switch is a lot like the Nintendo's controller for GameCube.
The Switch for GameCube?
Like I'm saying, like because they're with Nintendo, they're a lot similar. It's more like even the Switch controller is more like an SNES.
The Switch controller is damn near the fucking. What are you talking about? It has the Switch same layout kinda, of Switch the fucking fucking buttons being in a cross.
Switch controller,
the fucking,
is more like DS.
Fucking the yeah. What?
Just, yeah, I know. It's like yeah. Everything is like perfectly yeah. Up and down, but it's still this thing of like the way it like it's just more Nintendo. It's Nintendo because it
that
just
is
feels
the
like
gayest
a,
thing you've ever.
No,
seen.
No, it is a yeah. I know because I mentioned Nintendo, pretty gay. Fucking, it's handheld.
It's just more Nintendo.
It's just 3DS. It's just what it feels like. It just feels like your stupid handhelds. PSP, unique, visionary.
Oh my god,
visionary,
it's the exact same shit.
Fucking ahead of its time. Brand
ridiculous.
New,
ridiculous.
You don't Nintendo ridiculous. Wish they had that. Nintendo stole it, by the way. Nintendo stole it.
What?
The
what?
PSP fucking analog. They stole
it. Oh, it's
that.
Not stealing. It's not stealing now.
Theft.
It was stealing.
Complete
it was like the Z button
theft.
Wasn't stealing.
The Z button.
I told you.
What are you talking about the Z button?
The Z button.
What are you talking
Above
about?
Above the bumpers.
You act like the PS2
the Z
didn't
button.
Come out the exact. The PS2 was the first console of the three. I'm not like. Look, you're a GameCube guy.
Listen.
So
listen.
I don't even try and destroy you. Like, that's how I. Like, I'm not even. But, like, if you really. PS2 came out before GameCube.
PS2, but so?
So, whatever you're talking about.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
You're like talking about your stupid bumpers.
What? Yeah.
Oh, wait. I think you're saying that PS3 had the bumper itself and that GameCube made it before that. Well, too bad Xbox had theirs first. Fucking Xbox had theirs first.
Who gives a fuck? This is the most autistic shit
I love
ever
it.
Said.
No, no, no. This is
no, 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 no.
This is a conversation about buttons
is,
and how
this
they
is the conversation you fucking overhear at, in the back of a dying fucking GameStop.
At a dying Stephen Hawking exhibit.
Stephen Hawking is there.
Stephen
he's
Hawking
buying
love,
Hello Kitty
he's like,
Island.
He's like, I fucked with the Neo Geo controller.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, yes, the Neo Geo controller was great, dude. The analog stick on that is before the PSP controller, and it's even better. And Stephen Hawking's like, King of Fighters. And I'm like, yes, Stephen, you fuck with that too. Who do you mean? I mean Keo. And I'm like, nice. I love that.
And then I'm like, this little 15-year-old is looking for her mom, and he goes, she's with
I
me.
I have to go. Thank you for having me as a guest.
Get back in the limousine, you stupid bitch. I
I'm like,
told
I'm
you
like, what's
not
your gamer
to speak
tag?
To anyone.
Steven, what's your gamer tag? Beep boop, 31.
N-word killer, 23. Jesus Christ,
Don't
Steven.
Play me in ranked, Luis.
Oh, shit. Steven.
I'm known to spam.
As he's walking out, Trump sticker on the back of his chair.
There you go.
There you go. Hey. Oh! I know the secrets of the universe, and Kamala Harris is not necessary.
Oh, you call her Kamala Harris, and it's okay?
Yeah, it is.
Because
it's a robot.
Because you were being very fucking womanly before about how you said her name.
You were being a fucking child. Legally, you can say.
I never said. When did I have your life?
I have the right. I can technically have the right. I have the right of freedom of speech, and I can say it however I want.
No.
And I can say, and if you correct me, I can say, so? So?
No.
Wow.
Never have I said that.
What a child you are.
No. I've always said it was more childish than the opposite.
We have this on footage.
No. Before, you said, we were talking about the woman that corrected the other, and I said it's childish to correct someone.
And I told you, it's childish to be like, so, I can say however I want. I can say whatever I want.
It doesn't matter. It's a
nothing
point.
They're both childish.
No. Yes. The more childish one is the person 100%. Scolding. The person scolding.
No, the white girl going, so, whatever. I can say what I want.
It is a whatever.
I can say however I
want.
It
is a whatever. But you're saying it's a free speech. I never once was like, she has a right.
She does have a right.
I never said
that. She can say it however she wants.
No, I'm saying.
She can. She's allowed to.
The Democrats having to do that was pathetic. To be like, it's pronounced come out.
As soon as you got yelled at, I can do what I want. It's my right. Right, it's my fucking
and
country. I can do whatever I
said
want.
She looks, and I said she looked dumb doing that. Just
but she doesn't look childish because she's on your side.
The
you
dumbest,
fucking moron.
The person who looks the dumbest are the news people that are like, it's pronounced Kamala.
As and
like,
who gives a shit?
It's just a way to fucking get a little in there before she says something to discredit her. It's just what
and
the news is.
And she got flustered, and she whether on both sides.
Who won?
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? That's what you fucking get, Amir.
What?
That's what you fucking get.
That argument won him the election?
You call,
is that what you're
guess
saying?
Guess what you just called her? What? Guess what you just called her? What? Kamala. So guess what? It's fucking over. What? Who gives a fuck?
Gives a
hey,
fuck?
Camila. Fucking, who's going to correct me? She's not even a president anymore.
Yeah, she would have came down and slapped you if you fucking got it right and she got voted in. You fucking make that much of a difference, Perez. She would have came down and looked for you.
The point is you called her Kamala and you were making that whole fucking stir before and it's nothing.
Yeah, and so did that white girl. And so did you.
All that
with your, I have the right.
That was your, no.
That's your bullshit.
You were, it's pronounced Kamala. It's pronounced, that was you.
That was not me.
Yes.
That was
you
me.
Were there on that show. You co-anchor that show when you're not
me
doing this.
And those two black anchors were like,
what? We've had lots of fun.
We've had a lot of fun on
it's
this
like somebody
show.
Playing a piano, like ending theme song. That's my, it's the SNL ending piano or whatever. You ever hear that?
What?
It's the, I'll play it. At this point, it's funny, I think about like YouTube copyright or whatever. And I'm like, who gives a fuck? No. SNL piano.
SNL piano? Oh, the fucking, the rip. All right, it's been a great show. We appreciate you coming down. We went.
Welp, you guys. We've had fun. Keep it going for Amir. Keep it going for Stephen Hawking and his fellow. It's like you shaking hands with Stephen Hawking. And you guys like talking to each other.
I'm disgusted because I got to touch his hand.
Thank you, fucking, I'm trying to think of a musician. Thank you, Bad Bunny, for performing.
Thank you, Bad Bunny.
It's like him in the background.
Thank you for being in one of our skits.
We've had lots of fun tonight, you guys. Stick around for the after party.
Kenan Thompson, are you still fucking here?
Yeah, Kenan for sure is
here. Kenan's still fucking here, fuck yeah.
Oh my god, fucking Alec Baldwin. It's him with like a gun in his hand still from when he shot.
Oh no, Alec Baldwin!
Yeah.
Everybody run. Yeah.
We have fun here.
Yeah. Having a good time. Back in my days. Fuck. Yeah, we came with no topics.
No, yeah, dude.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Last three,
no.
Last fucking 10 minutes, we're fucking dry.
Dude, we are staring at that timer right
staring
now.
Staring at that fucking timer waiting for it to go down. Did I have any other crazy, weird customers? No.
Wacky, kooky customers?
Wacky, kooky customers. No, they're all shitty. I'm telling you. Fucking. And then I told you, I got this fucking, this new schedule. Right after this. Right to the old fucking.
That sucks. I feel bad for that.
Yeah. I know, but oh, and you know what? I have an employee evaluation today. They're gonna evaluate me, dog.
Yeah,
I might be fired, dog. I'm gonna be
cavity search. What's going on there?
I may be. basically.
Evaluation?
Yeah.
So they're just going to be watching you as you sell shit? Or
no, what? No, no. Literally, like, come into, we're going to fucking, we already evaluated you. We're going to tell you what we think about you.
We think you are gay.
What do you think? What do you? What should I tell them? Do you ever get evaluated?
No.
I think you get evaluated every single day of your life.
Yes, and it's my manager evaluating me and like, who the fuck is this kid? What is he doing?
Oh, fucking piece of shit kid. Just fucking, he eats half of the Oreos. Fucking, I don't know.
We're losing stock on you, kid. It's them being like, we gotta buy more because of you.
I was gonna say, so what's your, you should always go, always ask for more. Always ask for more money.
Yeah.
Ask for a better schedule, because right now I fucking hate my schedule.
Oh, you're gonna, that's what you're going to do on
company. I got to fucking, you bring it up. It's time. It's not just them talking to you. You're, so you're talking
gonna
say, to them
so
back.
You're going
to
say, you're going to say, okay, that was my employee evaluation. How about I do my company evaluation right now? There you go. We're going to do that. How about you give me more hours? What are you going to tell them? No, you don't want hours, right?
I don't want, no, I want better hours. I want hours where I'm off early and then I can go and do comedy and open mics and go fucking fuck with Luis Perez at work.
And they're going to say, we're going to do a comedy evaluation of you now.
Oh, no.
So watch you at an open mic now. Let me just judge you for that.
Shit. Binary people. I mean,
you're going to pull that? Fuck. Wait. So on your employee evaluation, you're going to be like, all right, now I have some grievances. You're going to be like, do you think they're going to be like, is there anything you like to ask us? Like, do you think they're going to pull that on you?
Probably. But even then.
I've had employee evaluations, but I've always just left them. Like, I've never cared about anything.
Oh, okay. For sure. Like, when they've told you, like, oh, you need to get here on time. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, okay. For sure. I'll get on that. I'll fix that.
The thing they'll always use against you, especially in, like, a warehouse room, is, like, your pace. Your pace is, like.
Oh, you got to pick it up. You got to pick up the pace. You got to slow down.
The employees, you know, you got, we're a company here, we're a family, so we have to like keep everything in stride. And you know, you're going too fast, and you're doing all this.
Well, maybe they need to hurry the fuck up.
You bring that up when you.
Have you ever thought about that, boss?
How about a pace evaluation?
Yeah. How about you fucking get some of these fuck? Go get the motherfuckers in front of fucking Home Depot. They want to work.
How do they grade
Not
you?
Not these motherfuckers.
How do they grade you?
I don't know. I've been there for like almost 2 years. They were supposed to do it the first year. They didn't do it.
They're gonna be like, we rate people like how IGN rates video games. Nice. Like 10 out of 10.
I know for sure they're gonna be like, you never are here. You're either here exactly on time. Or a couple minutes late, but you're never here early. And you're like, and I'm like, goddamn right. If I do show up early, I chill in my car.
You are expecting nothing to go wrong.
I'm expecting me to get everything I want and them to get nothing.
I hope you come next week like Oliver Twist. And you're just like, all right, they evaluated me. And
I'm fired.
I'm having an unemployment evaluation right now.
If anybody wants to call in with a job offer.
Yeah. you're supremely confident?
Supremely confident doesn't seem like the correct word, but
you're Kamala confident. You're like what?
I'm Kamala confident.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm just ready to say my piece, and they say their piece, and then we fucking get back.
You're
to work.
Coming in with this energy of like feet on the desk, and like, what are we doing? We're evaluating.
What do you got to say about me?
Just
bruh?
Smoking in front of them, fucking ash. You're like, you mind if I use this? It's like one of their fucking things is an ashtray. Mm-hmm. Like,
you're I'm holding their like pet. This. I'm really dominating.
This What's situation. The worst thing they could say about you?
I don't know. I don't sell enough.
They're like, listen, we have a don't ask, don't tell policy.
Your ADS is down.
AES?
ADS.
What does that stand for?
Average daily sale? I don't know, bro. It's just like between all the sales, yeah. The average amount someone spends when they get rung up by me is like this much. And they wanted it to go up higher.
Up higher? Yeah. They want the time you spend or your quickness?
No, they want me to upsell these people more.
Ah.
And that's where I'm like, no. That's not what this job is.
It's not upselling.
It's not upselling.
It's stagnant selling. Yeah. It's selling.
Literally,
selling.
It's weed. People sell themselves on it. I'm like, are those... They ask me, are those good? Yeah, those are pretty good. Give it to me. Fuck it. I'm like, sure, here you go. I'm like, I don't... Please... Not upsell. Just that. We're going like shit is tough right now. Everybody's saying money is tight, and they're like, we need to charge people more, and we need them to buy more shit. I'm like, that's not even realistic.
I'm thinking of alcohol as upselling. You know what alcohol upselling is?
What?
It's like the buzz balls in the corner. That's alcohol upselling. It's
right
like,
there near the counter?
Yeah, you're like, oh, shit, Captain Morgan has like a baby bottle or what? Is that those fucking 2 ounces? You're like, all right, I might upsell myself on that. It's never the other person.
I think that's a sign. That's a bad sign.
It's a horrible
sign?
That's a bad
sign.
All right.
That's a bad sign, Louie.
It's just me. It's just me. I'm my own salesman. I'm like, oh, Billy Mays is here to sell me fucking that 2 liter over there.
All right, we got 20 seconds.
20 seconds to say, you guys, let's hope Amir gets evaluated properly.
Let's hope Amir has a job next week.
And negatively.
All right. We love you.
All right.
YouTube, Radio Valencia.
Stick around for Ross. All right, go ahead. All right. All right, bye.
Going to mourning for the fall of the brave knights in the pass of the mountains. Wherever Giles went, the mourning was cast aside, and bells were set ringing, and people thronged by the wayside, shouting and waving their caps and their scarves. But they booed the poor dragon, till he began bitterly to regret the bargain he had made. It was most humiliating for one of ancient and imperial lineage. When they got back to Ham, all the dogs barked at him scornfully, all except Garm. He had eyes, ears, and nose only for his master. Indeed, he went quite off his head and turned somersaults all along the street. Ham, of course, gave the farmer a wonderful welcome, but probably nothing pleased him more than finding the miller at a loss for a sneer and the blacksmith quite out of countenance. "This is not the end of the affair, mark my words," said he. But he could not think of anything worse to say, and hung his head gloomily. Farmer Giles, with his 6 men and his 12 likely lads and the dragon and all, went on up the hill, and there they stayed quiet for a while. Only the parson was invited to the house. The news soon reached the capital, and forgetting the official mourning and their business as well, people gathered in the streets. There was much shouting and noise. The king was in his great house, biting his nails and tugging his beard. Between grief and rage and rage and anxiety, his mood was so grim that no one dared speak to him. But at last the noise of the town came to his ears. It did not sound.
Testing 1, 2. Hey, San Francisco, I'll be on in about 2 minutes. Give me a little time to prep up. Glad you're with me. Rocker Smooth, RadioValencia.fm.